Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on Groundhog Day. Getaway Friday, February the 2nd, or February as it's supposed to be pronounced. 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, and do we have a studio full here this morning? The whole family has gotten together here at WGH Talk, as well as, well, she is an honorary family member here, the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, in the Guinness Book of World Records for signing more currency than anybody in the history of the world, served under President Bill Clinton, and of course, our mystery groundhog. People had wondered, and by the way, I just want to let everybody know, don't go anywhere. Because at 10 o'clock, something's going to happen. We've got a surprise coming up at 10 o'clock that you're not going to want to miss. We're not done yet. So at 10:15, when we come back, there's a little surprise coming up. So don't go anywhere. Also joined in studio this morning by... I had to write this down because I don't want to do it... I'll say something wrong. Just like earlier, I said it was Thursday. It's Friday. Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller is with us, who competed at Miss America on January the 14th, just a few short weeks ago. Madison, first of all, for people who weren't listening earlier, what was it like to be the groundhog?
It was incredible. I had so much fun being in the groundhog outfit for the last month and being able to finally have the reveal and unfortunately reveal that we have more weeks of winter ahead of us. A little bit unfortunate, but I'm honored to have been chosen as this year's groundhog and to keep the tradition rolling.
Now, Madison, you rolled up to a building here in Marion, Ohio that you'd never been with people who you've never been around. At 8 o'clock this morning.
I did.
And the first thing we said to you was, you need to get in this suit, put this head on, put these gloves on, and get in somebody else's car and leave.
Yes.
How did that all sit with you this morning? Because if I was you, I'd have thought, I need to leave.
Well, every true crime podcast that I have listened to is telling me to turn around and run. But of course, my first thought was, okay, where do I change? So after heading in the groundhog costume and jumping in a van with a peanut butter jelly time logo on it, it's been an eventful morning, but I wouldn't want to be anywhere else today.
Well, I'm glad you had fun with it, and I'm glad you didn't run, and we're definitely going to have you back, but we've got you this hour, and we do want to present this to you on behalf of WGH Talk, our friend Bob Welsh, who started this tradition. Groundhog of the Year this year, Madison Miller, February 2nd, 2024. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you so much. Oh, it is the plaque. That's awesome. Yep. For those who can't see, because I recognize this is a radio show, it is the groundhog costume head on a nice plaque. Thank you so much. I am honored.
Thank you, Madison. Mary Ellen, did you ever dream it was going to be Miss Ohio?
No.
No, nobody would have guessed that.
No.
Now, how cold was it out there this morning?
Very cold, 35 degrees.
It was freezing out there. I could not believe how just genuinely cold it was. Carrington, Miss Ohio. You found out early this morning, but up until then, you had no idea.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that. I wasn't thinking in that regard. I mean, after thinking about it now with the clues that you gave us, it makes a lot of sense, and everything you said was accurate. So, good. Props to you, Scott.
Now, January 14th, Miss America. Tell us what that process is like, Madison.
The process for me started a few years ago. I saw Miss Ohio 2018, Madeline Chrisman, on Instagram. And in a bowling alley in my hometown of Coshocton, I looked at my mom and said, I'm going to be Miss Ohio. And she went, sure you are. It's not something I ever grew up doing, but Miss America is all about your service, your heart, your dedication, and passion for serving others. So I picked up my talent, which is classical piano, found a dress that I wore to a prom, and started competing. But I took about 3 Miss Ohios to win the crown and take the title, and it's been an amazing year. But Miss America was a dream come true. I never grew up watching it, so my first experiences were watching the people that I know and love compete before me. Being able to represent Ohio and represent this program was one of the biggest honors, and now I have a friend in all of the states.
How competitive is it? They're your friends. You're competing against them.
Hard.
Though. Yeah.
It's competitive. But the biggest thing that I want to emphasize is at the local level, the state level, the national level, it's all subjective. You are trying to prepare for the opinions of 5 people who you do not know. And all you can do is bring the best version of yourself and hope that you're what they're looking for. But if you're not, it says nothing about who you are as a person, nothing about your capability of doing the job. It's just wasn't your year and it was somebody else's, and it's now our job to support who it was. And this year was Miss Colorado, Madison Marsh. She graduated from the Air Force Academy. She was commissioned to be a fighter pilot and is currently attending Harvard. So she is incredible. We are standing behind her as she advocates for pancreatic cancer, and I'm thrilled to now know and love all the ladies I competed with. But yeah, it's hard.
Now, Madison, interestingly enough, there always is a lot of controversy about this. It's gotten less over the years, but it's a scholarship pageant.
Yep.
Used to be called a beauty pageant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they still have the fitness competition.
Yeah.
Used to be the swimsuit competition.
Mm-hmm.
What do you make of that whole thing?
I appreciate that it's coming back in a way that is individualized rather than the way of how you look. So Miss America is sponsored by Rebel Athletic, which is a cheer company. So as I go around to different cheer gyms and whatnot, trying to learn about, okay, what does Rebel mean to these kids? It means everything. It's their pride and joy to have a cheer uniform that represents something that brings everybody together. It's something that drives them, motivates them to continue to move forward in a better commitment for their health from such a young age. So it's about how you take care of yourself. We're also partnered with the American Heart Association. Today is actually Go Red for Women's Day. Women's health issues are one of the leading causes of death in women across the country. So between having an empowering organization sponsoring us, while we also are advocating together for the American Heart Association, it's about a continued commitment to health. So I didn't change much of my habits going into Miss America. I still ate my Chips Ahoy and my Oreos, and I worked out when I could.
Now that's interesting, though, because one of the biggest resolutions every year is to lose weight. Now, how do you eat Chips Ahoy and do all that and still, you know, look like you look to get up on stage in front of a ton of people? And so what's the secret for all those people who want to lose weight or look a certain way?
It's balance and loving yourself. I think the most important thing about having a relationship with food is having a good one. I love to cook. I love seasoning things. I love experimenting and baking in the kitchen. But you have to have a love and understanding of yourself and what you're putting in your body. So I garden. I like to be able to grow my own food and have a part in that. I shop at local farmers markets to support local farmers and know that they're taking care of their livestock as it goes from farm to table. I'm very mindful of things in those capacities, but I did not want to develop disordered eating just to go to Miss America to look a certain way. I did go with a med spa and we did body sculpting, but what we saw on stage a lot, too, was body contouring by my spray tan artist. So it just brought out the better parts of myself. But I'm somebody who loves food. You just have to have things in moderation and balance and have a great relationship with it.
Is it tough when you have an audience like that? Because so many people watch Miss America. To be out there, it's one thing to go to the beach. It's one thing to go to the gym. But to be out there on a stage in front of all the people in the auditorium and people watching everywhere, is that hard?
Oh, it absolutely is hard. I mean, if I'm in a conversation one-on-one with somebody, my opportunity for impact is going to be a lot different than when I'm on a stage with 10,000 people and can't necessarily connect with them on an individual basis. It's always hard. My dad, Miss America, was the first competition he's ever watched because he gets so nervous that his daughter is on a stage being judged by people. He sits with his head in his hands the entire time. So over the last 4 years of me competing, my mom had to lecture him and say, Matt, if you have your head in your hands this entire week, we will have a problem. But it was pretty enjoyable. But I think they were more nervous than I was. It was a lot of fun.
Now, when you won Miss Ohio, take us back to that. What was that like?
I wish I could tell you that I remembered the first moments I was crowned, but
I've seen the picture. There's a picture out there when you look very, very happy.
It's amazing to see it pay off. I knew that this year, for personal reasons, was going to be my last time competing. I want to be able to focus on finding a career path and being able to kind of settle down and whatnot. And I knew that I was getting the most out of the program in these last few years. So going in and giving it my all, I had left everything on the table to the point that if I didn't win, I was so proud of myself and I had no regrets. And that is the best perspective you could possibly have, because it makes that moment, that if your name is called last, the most life-changing thing to experience. But even in all of those moments, I turned around, I looked at my Miss Ohio roommate the second my name was called and we just stared at each other. But once the confetti cannons went on, I came back to life a little bit and I walked to the edge of the runway and I looked at my mom, and in the video you just see, we did it, Mom, we did it. I didn't get here by myself. It took a village. So me winning was more than just me becoming Miss Ohio. It was a victory for the people who helped got me there and a victory for my hometown.
Last year competing, you've been in it. You see your mom. You won. What's that like?
It's overwhelming joy. Seeing everything kind of come to a halt there, but then also recognizing that, like, your year's continuing. I was a local title holder as of last August or September, and I figured I'd go to Miss Ohio, and then I'd live out my last few months as a local title holder, but my year just started again. And it's been the most life-changing year of my life. It's been immense growth. It's been expedited learnings about myself and the people around me. It's been amazing.
Now, what do you want to do? You want to get on a career path? What does the future hold?
That's a great question, and I don't know. And that's the most courageous answer that I could ever give you. Before winning Miss Ohio, I had to have my entire life planned out. I was very high-strung, and I had to have every detail worked out, but that's just not how life works. And I'll tell you what, that is not how the life of Miss Ohio works. My day is different every single day, especially since I do work full-time on top of this. So I don't know, and I'm very proud of that answer.
Now, Mary Ellen, you give great advice when it comes to finding a career path in life. You started on the Elgin School Board, first woman on the Elgin School Board, 1969. Then you became, along the way, you became Marion County Treasurer. Then you became Treasurer of the State of Ohio, and then National Treasurer. Guinness Book of World Records, as we've said. A matter of fact, on March the 1st, you'll celebrate 30 years of being sworn in as Treasurer of the United States. What advice could you give a Miss Ohio here on how to achieve your goals? Because you went from the Elgin School Board to Treasurer of the United States.
I don't think I could give her any advice because she's doing just fine.
Thank you.
I wondered, what is your talent? Did you have to do a talent?
I did. I'm a classical pianist.
Oh, my.
I had to beg my parents to put me in lessons when I was a kid, and they sacrificed so much to keep me in them. And we had no idea that it'd pay off in this way.
What did you play?
I played Sonata in B Minor by Domenico Scarlatti. He was alive during Bach and Beethoven. I'd never heard of him, but it was love at first listen for this song, and it's fast, and my hands fly over the other, and it's just a good time.
Now, when you're just noodling around on the piano, what are you playing?
The Office theme song.
The Office theme song?
Yeah, that's my warm-up song. I love The Office. I listen to the Office Ladies podcast every week, and I will, quite frankly, play the Office theme song to warm up.
Doing all the interviews you've done and being in front of so many people, what is something we have not heard out of the mouth of Madison Miller? What don't we know about you?
I think that most people don't know that I advocate for military veterans. It's the whole reason I do this. I grew up as the granddaughter of two Vietnam veterans, one in country and one stateside. But I didn't know that my grandpa, who served stateside, even served until I started doing this work. He served for like 17 years. Had no idea. So I grew up in a funeral home, and I had the chance to watch the Honor Guard and my grandpas give back to the Honor Guard in the way that they give to the community. And for those who don't know, those are the veterans who show up for veteran funerals to provide the last military honors as they lay a brother or sister in arms to rest. But I would weave in and out of their lines, and my dad would have to pull me out, and my admiration for them was immense. So ever since I was a kid, I was always finding ways to give back to our veterans. And although I have a shiny hat and a sparkly sash, that's going to sit on a shelf in 10 years, but my advocacy for military veterans will be something I do for a lifetime.
What's the best part of being Miss Ohio, and what's the worst?
I'd say the best part is watching the inspiration in kids and adults alike, but especially the kids. I love talking about this little girl named Ira. She's 6. I met her at the, I think, Bakersville Homecoming, and that it's not the Bakersville Homecoming. It's a street fair over in Mansfield around there. At Belleville, that's what it is. Belleville Street Fair. It was the cutest little thing. And she told me, she's like, I want to be a fashion designer when I grow up. And I went, good for you, Ira. And then she started panicking. Well, I don't know how to sew. Well, I don't know how to draw. As kids do, she started like freaking out. And I looked to her and I said, no. I didn't know how to do this. But here we are. We have to start somewhere. I'm like, you are 6. You have so much time to learn. You are enough. You can do it. And she looked at me and she just repeated back, I am enough. And in that moment, she felt like she could take on the world. And that was incredible. But the worst part is the early mornings. I work full time, so I have to be online around 7 a.m. every day unless I have something in the morning like this. So when I have events in like Sandusky, I'm up at 4, pack my car, leave by 5, get there at 7, hope a coffee shop's open. And then later in the day, I call around all the salons and give them the weirdest request of, hey, I'm Miss Ohio, can I just come get ready there? And that's the worst part, because I was not a morning person until I became Miss Ohio.
Now, interestingly enough here, we have something fun coming up, because on the station, we do 2 top 10 lists each and every week. Mm-hmm. Now, Bob Welsh, our friend here from Columbus, Ohio, writes our top 10 lists and sends them in. Now, I've never done this before. I normally read the top 10 lists, but We're going to let you read the top 10 list today, because the top 10 list category is what, Bob?
Well, this is actually from the Groundhog.
From the Groundhog.
The top 10 reasons why the Groundhog is at WGH this morning.
All right, so we'll give this to Madison here. And first time somebody else has ever read one of our top 10 lists here at WGH. Now this, and by the way, this was written before you knew who the Groundhog was it not?
Correct.
So
there was maybe one or two that came in afterwards.
Oh, so you changed it up a little bit.
A little bit.
All right.
I personalized it because the Groundhog is so special.
Well, thank goodness you personalized it. So, this morning's category, now what's the category again?
The top 10 reasons why the Groundhog is at WGH this morning.
Top 10 reasons why the Groundhog is at WGH this morning, as read by Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller. Madison, start with number 10.
All right, so number 10 is the groundhog was trying to sleep at Scott's house, but the snoring kept the groundhog awake.
You know, I don't know that I snore, but maybe. We'll see.
The groundhog's always right.
The groundhog's always right.
And moving on to number 9, the groundhog also told Scott that they needed to sharpen their teeth, and they gave him a fruitcake.
Oh, the fruitcakes. Even on Groundhog Day, we have to talk about those terrible fruitcakes. All right.
And Scott not only wants the groundhog to predict the weather, but he also wants the Powerball numbers.
That'd be nice. Why not? Number 6.
I hope the groundhog would give me the Powerball numbers first.
There you go.
Scott said that the groundhog would find out who shot JR. Who's JR?
Listen, you have to be like 50 years old to understand the Who Shot JR reference. It was a whole drama. Now again, this is a top 10 list this morning as read by the 2024 Groundhog, Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller.
And the next one is that groundhogs support veterans.
Very nice.
And the groundhog has hats for sale with Make America Groundhog Again.
Oh, very nice. We always appreciate that.
And Scott wants...
what number is this? What
number is
this?
Number 4. Scott wants the groundhog to introduce him to the Easter Bunny.
Well, that'd be very nice. I always like to meet the celebrities.
And the groundhog wants to announce their candidacy for a city auditor.
Yeah. Oh. That's a little bit of an inside joke, but yes. So number 2, we're at number 2?
Yes, and does anyone know where the groundhog can get their fur cleaned?
Oh, that's a good one. Now remember, the number 1, give us the category again, Madison.
So the category is top 10 reasons why the groundhog is at WGH this morning.
As read by Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller, number 1.
Yeah, and I will go with the groundhog in this one because I was also told this and was a little sad when I got here because Scott told me that Taylor Swift would be here. Thoroughly disappointed. But
oh, okay. Thank you. Madison, the top 10 list this morning. We love it. Now, Madison, let's get to the really hard questions here. How do you feel about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl and all the folderol with this in the last week?
I'm very surprised by the world's fascination about this couple's relationship, but I will say Taylor Swift's had an incredible year supporting our country economically while inspiring kids to chase their dreams at the same time. I love that it's also bringing kind of the football world and the Taylor Swift world together. I personally am. I'm a huge supporter of Taylor Swift and the fact that she's done so much support for all the community, especially to our Cincinnati here in Ohio. It's been able to uplift that town when she came through and completely sold out the concert and the parking lot. But, yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Whatever makes her happy.
Now, Carrington, you're a Swiftie.
Yes.
You're a Swiftie.
Yes.
Now, we've asked this question before because we really don't know the answer. What is it about her? We certainly don't deny that she's a force. She was Time Magazine Person of the Year, mm-hmm. sells everything. Football sale jersey goes up 400% because she's dating the guy. What is it about her?
I always say this, that I just think that whenever she plays her music, you just feel like you will know where she's coming from. I think she's just really relatable. Like, people hear her songs and they're like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift feels how I felt. And so I think that's what people like about her.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mary Ellen, we talked about this the other night. What is it about Taylor Swift? What does she have that nobody else seems to have?
Well, she. What I am impressed with her is how much music she's written, mm-hmm. and the fact that she's stayed popular all these years. I mean, it's been several years, and to be responsible for earning $1 billion to get on the front of the life of Time magazine is all remarkable.
Yeah.
She's a woman, too.
She's just got something that nobody else has, and for whatever reason, people follow her, and it's really kind of a nice thing, because I don't think she's been caught in anything negative. So that's very, very good. Now, how, being Miss Ohio, you have to face this in some ways. How do you keep clear, because we live in a world of social media now, everybody's got a camera, everybody's got a phone, everybody's got everything. How do you steer clear of all the things that people could film and misrepresent in a bad way?
You just have to be extremely mindful of the person that you are when you're out and about. I always say, like, the second I leave my house, I have my sash on, whether it's physically on or not. And it's always going to be like that. I will always be known as Forever Miss Ohio 2023. Even in my hometown, there's a big sign that says Home of Miss Ohio. And that's, that legacy is not going to leave, and I don't want it to. But it keeps you accountable at all points. I always have to be thinking. I always have to be looking around. I always have to be mindful and of what's being put online. So it's just being mindful. But thankfully for me, I grew up as a funeral director's daughter. It's a reputation-based business. As a kid, you always have to be careful because you never know whose families you've served around you. So this isn't anything new to me.
Now, a funeral director's daughter, what did that teach you?
It taught me that I can run very fast when I turn the lights off. No, I'm being serious. I used to live above the funeral home, but now we do not. But the biggest thing I've learned is sympathy and empathy, but I've learned it through a way of experience. I watched it through my dad's eyes as he served people in their darkest times and brought this sense of closure. But I will say, even after all my years of being around the funeral home, when the lights go out, I do run. I just can't. I can't do the dark.
Really?
No, I can't. I was invited by an influencer to go play hide and seek at the Mansfield Reformatory, the most haunted prison in the country. And I was like, yeah, sure, that sounds great. When is it? 3 a.m. Cool. Yeah, they don't have lights at 3 a.m. there. So still face my fear and can't do it.
Now, death is a huge fear. I believe it used to be public speaking was the number one fear, and number two was death. So it's better to be at your funeral than to speak at it.
Yeah.
So you do, you've lived over a funeral home, and you do a lot of public speaking.
Yeah.
How do you deal with both of these fears? Fear of death, fear of public speaking.
Public speaking has never really been something I've been afraid of. I, shocker, love talking to people. This is my bread and butter. I love sharing stories and listening to stories and being able to provide platforms for other people's stories. So I would say, always think of it that people are excited to hear what you have to say. They're not here to judge you unless you're competing at Miss America, then they are there to judge you, but still excited to hear what you have to say. But in terms of death, it's not something I've been afraid of because of the perspective that we have, because life is so short. We are not here for a very long time with the people that are around us. You have to really take time to read out of the chapters of people's lives and focus on that, because when someone passes away, it's like a library burning down. If you don't check out their books and remember and read their stories, you know, you can't learn from them, and we can't move forward into a better future. So life's short. Live a life of why nots. Take the experiences, make the memories, create the moments, and don't take a single second for granted.
Now, certainly, if we look at Taylor Swift, we notice that everything she does is under a microscope. Even who she dates, obviously, it's under a microscope. Obviously, you're a young person. Is it hard to have a social life when you're Miss Ohio?
Yeah, it's hard to have a social life because I made myself very busy. Every Miss Ohio is different. Every year is different. You can be as busy or as, like, not busy as you want to be. I chose the busy life. So by the time I get home, all I want to do is sit with my two cats and, like, play Animal Crossing or something. So it's hard to have a social life, but I'm very grateful that the circle of people I've surrounded myself with understand this. So if it's late, I know I can show up at an event or show up at their house and not be on or, like, super bubbly and excited, because they know I'm giving my best and I'm just trying to be there with them.
Now, are you currently in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
No. Well, no, but that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, on the long term, what do you see yourself doing from here on out?
I fully see myself continuing with military veterans and my work with them. I know that this is a passion of mine that I it's not ever going to go away. It's a huge misconception that when people are in the program, or like the Miss America program, that what they have is their platform is something that they're going to stop when they're done. And to me, that's unfortunate. I was told to pick something I'd never get bored of and always be excited about.
You know, there are so many interesting things to do in Ohio. What are some of the fun things you like to do?
I love hiking and backpacking and roller skating and all of the things outdoors, but if I'm stuck inside, I'm probably baking bread. TikTok influenced me. I got onto Bread Talk, And now I learned how to make my own bread, bagels, biscuits, all the things at home. So that's been my fixation lately.
Now, what are the boundaries when you're Miss Ohio of things you can and can't do?
Our board of directors is pretty open. Every state's different. Every director's different. But my board, anything that I want to do, they'll typically go forward with as long as it's not dangerous, putting myself at risk or the brand at risk. But there's very few things that do that. I mean, I've broken boards at martial arts tournaments held by grandmasters. I've gone and spoken to thousands of people about a topic I learned about 5 seconds before I walked on stage. Like, it's different for every single Miss Ohio based on what you want to accomplish. But I've done some crazy things like dressing up in a groundhog costume and coming and picking a slice of pizza and determining the weather for the next 6 weeks. So
does it get any stranger than that, really?
No, but this is quite the memory.
I'm glad. I'm glad it's a good memory. And it is interesting that all things have boundaries in a way. Do you have to go through some kind of class or does somebody inform you what you can talk about and can't talk about and do and can't do?
You learn it along the way. We really try to prepare every Miss Ohio and a lot of its stories from the past. Like when I won Miss Ohio, I asked the last five about their years, things that they experienced. And granted, my contract is 37 pages long and that kind of dictates what I can and can't do.
Wow.
But it's all to protect me. So, and to protect the brand. So I'm very grateful for that.
How do you describe the brand of Miss Ohio?
There's a lot of ways I describe it, but I think the biggest way is we're a beacon of hope. When my grandma was experiencing her bouts of cancer over and over again, Miss Ohio is what got her through. I wasn't Miss Ohio at the time, but it was the Miss Ohio experiencing her year in the unique way and sharing her talents and her love for serving the community. As cheesy as that sounds, that got her through her treatments. And I know she's not the only one that this has impacted, but it's in the job description that Miss Ohio is to be a beacon of hope. And there is no better way to explain it than that.
Now, we have had two Miss Ohios, I think, from Marion here. Marilyn Meske and I think Christy Wink have both been Miss Ohio. Does it just stick with you? Miss Ohio.
Yeah, there's days where I wake up and it doesn't feel real. I'll be like driving to an appearance and my mom and I will be like, oh my gosh, like you're Miss Ohio. Like this is crazy. And it's something I know I'll carry with me for the rest of my life, even if I'm not allowed to wear the crown and the sash after this. It's something I'll look back on with immense joy.
What's college been like?
College was a grand old time. I graduated in May of 2022 from Ohio Wesleyan University, and I started competing while I was in college. So the weekends that most of my friends would be sitting back and relaxing, I'd be traveling to a different part of the state to compete to try to make it to Miss Ohio, or I would be going on appearances and whatnot. But I worked 4 jobs at the same time in college on top of all the clubs I was in, on top of competing. So it was a very, very busy time. But after my year of Miss Ohio, I do know I am going to go back and get my master's, probably at Ashland University, and I'm hoping to get my MBA.
Oh, very, very nice. So very ambitious. Mm-hmm. Where does the ambition come from?
Probably a lot of places. My parents were nonstop for us. My mom was a top marketer for Time Warner Cable back in their primes. I don't know if you guys know about Longaberger Baskets.
Oh, yeah.
My mom was on the marketing team when they were booming. So she worked in the basket and worked in Dresden. And I got to grow up even watching my dad start our funeral home from scratch. And he included me in every part of the way. My siblings and I were involved every single step. So I was 11, hearing about business plans, structure, and business setups. And I would be correcting my mom's marketing pitches as an 11-year-old at the kitchen table. So with that kind of setup as parents, I hit the jackpot. But it set me up for allowing me to recognize, okay, this is what I want to accomplish, and I know I can get there.
Matt, do you have a question for Miss Ohio?
Not off the top of my head, no.
It's very interesting, though, isn't it, to hear this whole story? Lived over a funeral home and all the ambition that it takes to get to this place.
I think there's a lot more work that goes into being Miss, I almost said Miss America, Miss Ohio or Miss America than people will think that there
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. What don't people realize that we just take for granted? That, oh, you're Miss Ohio, you're doing this, you're going to these pageants, doesn't that seem great? It's the early mornings, and you have to get ready, and you have to look a certain way, and the whole bit.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of people assume that this is a box. You have to look a certain way. You have to act a certain way to be Miss Ohio. But I can promise you the last five, including myself, we are all so vastly different. They're not looking for a cookie-cutter person. They're trying to figure out, okay, what does our state need, and how can we provide a title holder who's going to uplift and support our state? I mean, we're in a super divisive year. But I'm able to bring people from all walks of life, all political affiliations, onto the same table and leave feeling great about the other person because we can connect through veterans. We can connect through life experiences. We all have so much in common, and Miss Ohio is the glue to that. We're not a cookie cutter.
Why do you think society is more divisive right now? Can't get along.
I don't know. I sit down with people over coffee a lot. And that's one of my favorite icebreakers is I provide coffee and we sit and we just chat. We all have so much more in common than we do differently. But the things that make headlines are the divisive components. And at the end of the day, we are all so passionate about what we care about. And debates annoy me. Because the winner of a debate is not the person who's the loudest or had the mic drop moment. The person who wins a debate is somebody who walks away understanding a different perspective, whether or not you agree with it.
But we live in sound bites now.
Yeah,
so unfortunately, crazy. Sometimes that isn't the case because the sound bite will be heard by more people than the person who actually made sense in their answer.
With the development of AI and our assumptions of these sound bites, we all as a society have to understand that we need to think deeper and think past things and take things with a grain of salt. It's so difficult to figure out what's true, what's not. And we have to be able to be like, okay, I heard this. This is something really funky. Like, I want to go back and get more context.
Carrington, what do you make of that whole thing? Because certainly we live in a world now where a soundbite is everything. People can even chop up your soundbites to make you say things you didn't say.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even need somebody's voice anymore. No. Like, I think sometimes they can talk and you can take like a phone call and, you know, have words that sound like theirs. So like she said, take it with a grain of salt. You just need to like do your own research and know the person well enough or at least like come up with your own like opinions on things before you're just like believing anything you see online.
Mary Ellen, how do we get past this world we live in now where people talk in sound bites and that's what people see and they play it over and over and over? It's a tough world.
It is. And sometimes the things they're saying over and over aren't correct.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So a lot of misinformation. You know, that's another thing. A lot of misinformation out there now. How do you kind of weed your way through the misinformation?
It's hard. When I was prepping for Miss America, I would listen to news sources about 6 every single day, from all the way to the left to all the way on the right. And I wanted to make sure that I had a well-developed opinion. Even if I didn't agree with something, I had to at least figure out where they were coming from. But if you take the same story and you give it to a bunch of different outlets, everybody's going to portray it differently. But when you have so many news sources and you're really picking it apart, you find a lot of commonalities. And that's the easiest way that I found to figure out, okay, what is true? Where's the consistencies here amongst all these people who we know don't agree with each other, but are still trying to find the best way in their eyes to portray the news?
You know, what would you say? Do you think women still have it more difficult than men? In general? Just in life, getting jobs, progressing, so on and so forth.
I would say so, and I can say it because I've experienced it. Being Miss Ohio, the amount of times I've been at an event, I'll give a great example. And this is a huge misconception, again, about Miss America because of our history. I was selling barbecue ribs in the summer for a scholarship program in Norwalk, Ohio. Barbecue ribs. I'm in jeans, a normal t-shirt, and sandals. I had a man walk up to me out of nowhere, thinking he's going to support our scholarship program, and say, "Where is your bikini?"
Oh, that's terrible.
Guys, this happens all of the time. That was the first time. It was not the last. This has happened more times.
Now, how
than
old
I
is
count.
This man?
An adult.
An adult.
An adult.
An adult male says, so, "Where's your bikini?"
Yep, with zero context. So every title holder and every woman will handle this differently. When I'm a title holder, I'm very mindful. So I kind of give the 3-strike rule. I make them repeat themselves. So I say, "Excuse me?" He repeated it. I'm like, oh, he knows what he's saying. So I gave him another chance. He didn't take it. So at that point, I'm like, all right, this is inappropriate. So I go, wow, is there a pool around here? I had no idea that we were going swimming today. Because why else would you expect that from me? And he turned around and he walked away. But that happens all of the time. Even when I'm in male-dominated spaces as a woman in business, comments are made that are vastly inappropriate. That I, as a young woman, I used to not feel like I had a voice. But through my time in Miss America and Miss Ohio, I absolutely know that if I have a seat at the table, I've earned it. And there's a voice that comes with that.
You know, Mary Ellen, certainly you are a pioneer for women. We had the lady from the peanut butter jelly truck, Amy, came in. She'd always wanted to meet you all her life. She said you broke the glass ceiling for a lot of people. Being a woman, we've talked about it many, many times, but as you've said, you couldn't even have your, it had to be Mrs. Norman Withrow. Your name couldn't even appear certain places.
That's right. They corrected that, though. We got that changed.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Yes.
But why is it more difficult for women? Why do people do that?
It has been all through time. I mean, we couldn't own land and we couldn't own things. It was really difficult, even when I was U.S. treasurer and state treasurer, women couldn't own businesses. They had to have their husband's name on it or have a man's name on it in order to have it.
Well, interestingly enough, and I think this proves a point, but I think Madison would enjoy hearing this story. Talk about the time that you were going to speak at a group in Columbus, I believe 1980s, and you were a woman and they wouldn't let you come in the front door.
Yes, that's right. It was the Columbus Club, and it's still in existence. And I said, well, I'm not coming unless I can come in the front door. And it was the last day before I was supposed to do this, they finally decided I could come in the front door. And so women have come in the front door ever since. But, I mean, it's just things like that. I mean, I couldn't get a credit card in my name when I was Marion County Treasurer. And, I can go on and on about this.
Well, just to put it in perspective, you were treasurer of the state of Ohio, and they would not let you come in the front door. They didn't want you to come in the front door.
Right.
And they want you to speak, but not come in the front door because you were a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Madison, when you hear something like that, what do you think?
It kind of makes my eyes leak a little bit. We've come very far, and it's because of women like you who defied the norms and broke the glass ceilings to allow us to get here, and it's allowed us to change the perception that women aren't just something to look at. Like, we are the change makers. We are the people who are pushing things forward. We have just as much right to be at a table as men do in these scenarios, but that wouldn't have been possible if it weren't for women like you to make that possible for us. So thank you for breaking those glass ceilings, and I hope my generation of women and those forward continue to break them as we try to get the same treatment.
Well, you're doing the same thing. I mean, we're still working at it, you know.
Well, Mary Ellen, just quickly, though, and it just talks to the silliness of this. When you were running for Marion County Treasurer, talk about the vault.
Well, they said I wouldn't be able to open the vault.
That was something to use against somebody that they couldn't win because a woman couldn't open the vault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That says more about the policy than it does about the women.
Yeah. Well, when we also think about this, women have only had the right to vote for 104 years now. That's not a whole heck of a long time when you consider the history of this country. When you think about that, Madison, what do you think about?
It makes me think a lot about the type of oppression and what people had to go through to stand out. I mean, women were ridiculed for having an opinion and a voice that went against what was being pressed upon us. And it's something that I feel like we have to make sure we continue to learn about, because if we don't learn from the past, we will have a repeat in the future. So these conversations are incredibly important.
You know, we've talked to Miss Ohio's before, and it is fascinating in a way, because you talked about the inappropriate comment the guy made about the bikini. But why is that a thing? Why do people, you always have to ask, fitness competition, they had to do away with the swimsuit competition, can't call it that anymore, can't call it a beauty pageant. Why is there a fascination with that whole part of that? I mean, we don't do that with the talent portion. Mm-hmm. We don't do that with the question. We don't do that with any other portion of the event. Why that one?
I think it was because women would participate in this on the boardwalk in Atlantic City. So that became like the staple. It's this huge centerpiece in Atlantic City. It was a huge part of the competition, kind of like a parade of candidates or contestants. But other programs still include bikini as a huge part of what they do. And it's a source of empowerment for some women. What I do appreciate is that there's organizations that offer it and some that don't. So if women find empowerment through something like that, like Miss USA offers that as a part of their competition. I'm somebody who didn't want to compete in that, so I came to Miss America. I came after they had taken that portion out, and I don't really have a problem with the way that we have the fitness now. I was a volleyball player. What I wore on the Miss America stage was very similar to what I wore while I played volleyball. Like, that was a sign of athleticism for me, and I think we have to be able to have Miss America be this like inspiration for women and have health as a part of it. I still think we're going to be working out the little bits in the next few years of how we can continue to be the advocate for health to inspire people to take care of themselves in a different way.
Well, this is a big question, and that's where we're going next. Health. We are not a healthy society for the most part. A lot of obesity, a lot of people not doing well. I believe heart disease is the number one killer still in America. We talk cancer a lot, and we should, but it's not the number one killer of men or women. Heart diseases.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? How do we solve this problem?
I could talk about this all day. I took a course in college, took it just to add it to my schedule. Had no idea it'd be incredible, and it was disparities in health based on race and ethnicity. And I think it's really interesting because if we look at it from a holistic perspective, we're in a society where when we're sick, we go to the doctor. But really, it's preventative care that's incredibly important. When we look at women going and getting mammograms, going to make sure that we're staying on top of that, going for annual exams, going for the dentist twice a year, you know. But that's so expensive just to go. So people wait until they're already sick. And at that point, when you need treatments or you need advanced care, it's too expensive to even consider. But if we spent what we could for preventative care, it'd help. But we don't have that to be accessible. There's people who don't have transportation to get to the doctor's appointments that they need to, or reliable transportation. This is a whole systemic issue. So it's a very difficult question, but my answer is preventative care and access and reliable access to preventative care.
Is it ever hard to hold back your opinions?
No, because in Miss America, all of us have different opinions, and we're given a platform to use them. I recognize that I'm representing the entire state, and there's a lot of opinions that come with that. I will always, always, always sit and talk to people of different perspectives, because that's so important. If you surround yourself with people who agree with you, you're not going to grow as a person. So I value that. So I love talking about stuff like this, because it's conversational. Because no matter what I shouldn't say no matter what I say. I know I try to typically stay as non-biased as possible, also understanding that I do have opinions, and I love hearing other people's. These conversations are so important, and it shows to the point earlier that when we sit down, and I've already drank my coffee, but like we sit down knowing that we're all going to leave with a increased respect for the other person, you're set up for success.
Yeah. So in the end, what advice could you give to a young girl who wants to do anything, wants to succeed at anything?
Mm-hmm. And I say this for anybody, young girls, adults, young kids in general, you are enough. There's no reason that we should be waiting around saying you have to be the right type of person, or, oh, I just need like something about myself before I go after this opportunity. Just go for it. You are enough right now in this moment to achieve anything you would have wanted to. If I wouldn't have taken the leap and joined Miss America and I did not have the experience I thought I needed, I wouldn't be here in this position today. So take the leap, take the jump. You're enough to make it happen.
You talked about dealing with tragedies in your own life. Mm-hmm. Your grandmother had cancer. How do you get through that? So many people are going through things like mm-hmm. that. What advice could you give them?
Have hope. It's as simple as that. Just have hope. If your hope is for healing, that's it. If your hope is for comfort, like, hold so true to that. There are so many success stories of people working their way out of tragic situations and giving back to their communities. Take advantage of the resources around you. Take advantage of the positivity around you. There's so much good in the world, even amongst all of this divisiveness during this time. So have hope.
What do you know now about life that maybe you didn't when you were 10?
That we are more critical about ourselves than other people are of us. I used to walk into a room and get so worried about what people thought of me that it kept me back from so much. And it got to the point that I surrounded myself with a circle of opinions that I take very dearly. And although I often receive unsolicited critiques from other people, I thank them and I let it roll. I take what applies and I throw out the rest. And has allowed me to be able to live my life to the fullest and present my best self in all the scenarios I'm in.
Carrington, this has been a lot of fun to have Madison here this morning. She was the groundhog, and that's a great part of it. But she's fascinating. She gives great answers here. Listening to her, what do you think?
I think we could be friends. Like, listening to her, I'm like, oh, girl, like, yes. Like, that's how I feel right now, so.
Well, until you're friends with you, then there's a whole nother problem.
Right, well, yeah.
That's a whole nother thing.
I think we'd click really well.
Oh,
see?
You're taking on a lot there. You're taking on a lot. All right. Mary Ellen, what do you think, meeting Miss Ohio here this morning?
I think she's terrific.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful representation.
Yes.
Finish this sentence. Madison Miller is?
A change maker.
Change maker. In what way?
I'm trying to change the world to be better for our veterans. I'm trying to follow suit to amazing women before me to change the world for women. But most importantly, I'm trying to bring us all together. And that's a change that's so needed right now.
How would you like your time as Miss Ohio remembered?
I want to be the Miss Ohio that leaves people feeling loved, feeling heard, valued, appreciated for the person that they are.
Well, Madison, you came in this morning. You were our groundhog. That was a lot of fun. It's been a pleasure talking with you this morning. And, boy, I just have no doubt that you're going to do great things in whatever you decide to do. Because
thank
it
you.
Has been fun just being here with you this morning. And it's the first time we've met. But I hope it is definitely not the last.
Thank you. I look forward to coming back in the future.
Now, what would you tell somebody about being... We've got about 30 seconds. What would you tell somebody who maybe next year will be the groundhog?
Ooh, It is more than just being put inside of a suit and put inside the peanut butter jelly truck. These conversations are critical and important. So thank you to the station for allowing me to share all of this. And I hope if we impact at least one person who's listening, that it's been a successful Groundhog Day.
Miss Ohio 2023, Madison Miller, who competed in the Miss America pageant, big stuff there, on January 14th. Of this year. All right, stay tuned. We've got much more coming up. A big surprise in the 10 o'clock hour. You're not going to want to miss. Madison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much.